morning, everybody, and welcome to the Daily Scopes for the 23rd of April. So we've got Mars entering Pisces, the Moon also enters Libra, Venus makes a semi-sextile to Jupiter as well. So if you want to know more about Mars in Pisces and the Moon in Libra, then check out the separate audio files for these on the playlist. But in general, the Moon in Libra is going to make us more cooperative with others, and Mars going into Pisces, which is our drive and action, which will stay there for the next 4 to 6 weeks as well, can just make us more gentle. We've got a lot of fiery energy going on this week. So Mars going into Pisces can be good, make us more thoughtful in our actions and words and behaviour, and more open to exploring our secrets and not escaping our sort of like hidden motivational drive. Secrets may come out as well, especially to do with family secrets, the secrets, hidden knowledge from the psychic realms as well, but as well be discerning, because if you do dabble in drugs and alcohol, the information you get back from these realms may not be as reliable as you think it is as well. So with Venus, this is semi-sextile to Jupiter, and Venus is in the constellation of Pisces and Jupiter's in Aries. This energy is exact today on the 23rd at 7:03 a.m. and it's going to leave on the 24th of April. So again, just another short burst of energy that allows us to be optimistic today and tomorrow as well, allowing us to have more harmony and understanding between ourselves and others. So this can reduce the conflict at the other aspects, especially the ones that I mentioned on the 11th, on the 21st of April this week, and we'll go into the, you know, the 5 to 6 aspects that are really affecting us this week. So these are ones that I'm talking day to day, just supplementing that energy. So it allows us to be more creative. Some of us may find financial or spiritual some other gain from our creative expression as well, and because this semi-sextile can bring some tension and friction and conflicting between, you know, our desires and our perspectives and values as well. So just need to watch out for being overindulgent, being reckless with our sexual energy, being excessively optimism, especially when it comes to finances and values and our security as well. The best use of this energy is to explore new experiences and expand your horizon safely. Take risks and step out of your comfort zone, but don't ignore red flags. Anything to do with travel, education, or pursuing a new passion or starting an old one is really good under this energy as well. Also great for networking, as it increases our ability to be charismatic and charming as well, so good for sales and stuff like that as well. And it just supports us in just being good with investments, but again, don't bet anything that you're not you cannot afford to lose, and don't let the optimistic energy cloud your judgment, or again allow you to ignore those red flags. So yeah, that was the Daily Scopes for the 23rd of April.